Ever since Adam blamed Eve, and Eve blamed the serpent, we have learned the trick of finding excuses and shifting blame. Accused of wrongdoings, we respond any number of ways. Who, me? I didn't do it. It's only a game. Well, she asked for it. I didn't mean to. Often blamers are highly critical people. I knew a crotchety man named Clifford who consistently criticized others in an attempt to shift the blame away from himself. If Clifford did not meet his weekly work quotas, he blamed his boss. If he was late for a meeting across town, he would criticize the mayor for not building better roads. If he forgot to pick up his dry cleaning on the way home, his wife was to blame. If the preacher's sermon didn't inspire him, the pastor was no good. Everyone was to blame, except Clifford. Laying our blame on others is our attempt to take the blame off ourselves and shed our feelings of guilt, but it seldom works. Because of his inability to take responsibility for his own mistakes, Clifford rarely held a job for more than a year. His marriage teetered on the brink of divorce, and he never enjoyed the comfort of a caring community. Attempts to escape guilt by blaming others only exaggerated his own guilt. We love to wallow in our feelings, even when the wallowing is painful, and even when the wallowing involves regret and guilt. Something about being found guilty brings relief. Admitting guilt takes the pressure off. Being found out is an escape valve for the guilty conscience. Every time there is a highly publicized murder, innocent people confess to the crime. During the reign of the Hillside Strangler, at least 5 people confessed to being the murderer. People under the crushing weight of emotional guilt are looking for any possible way out, even false confessions. They're willing to purge themselves by confessing to crimes they haven't done. My friend Merle Carner, who has served as a detective in the Seattle Police Department.